Okay, I hope everyone had a good Shabbos. All right, let's begin, guys. We've got a lot to do. I want to see this sugya here. I think that everyone, we mentioned the halacha, you're supposed to study 30 days before Pesach, the dinim of Pesach. Rav Gamliel says 2 weeks before, and the Chum say 30 days. We paskal the Chum, you have to start studying the dinim 30 days before. Remember we learned that? We learned they have to start studying 30 days before, and we said that it's a very important concept, so we'll see. Maybe we should just finish up doing in Yoni Pesach, until afterwards, and then we'll go to Lulav. Okay, so I want to see the Mishnah here. Let's see the Mishnah at Kuftet Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this, on the very bottom. This is the most important part of the Magid, and you have to make sure you say it in Hebrew and English. People that don't understand it will not fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, at our Seder, I make sure that we read it in English too as well. The Mishnah says, "Rav Gamliel hayomer kol shalom reshlosha dvarim elu bepesach lo yotze dechovaso." Someone doesn't say these three things, is not yotze his chova. Ve'elu hein pesach matzo morer. Now, the first thing I want you to get down is, what does it mean chovaso? What are you not yotze? What are you not yotze? So the simplest reading is, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Sipri Yisus Mitzrayim. There is a mitzvah to retell the Exodus on the Seder night, which is different than Zecher. There were four differences, we said. Throughout the year, morning and evening, you have to commemorate the Exodus of Egypt. But on this night, what do? You have to retell and relive the experience. And there are four distinctions between Sipri and Zecher. Number one is what? Sipri is you have to tell other people. Zecher is between you and Hashem. Number two is you do it a question and answer. That's Sipur. What is Zecher? A statement form. What's number three? Number three, it's very long. Kol Amar Bari Zeh Meshubach. And in the third paragraph of Shema, we say morning and evening, every night of the year. It's one statement. And what's number four? We specify the mitzvahs of the day. Pesach, Matzah, Morer. During the year, it's very generic. So I want you to get those four distinctions between Sipur and Zecher. Sipur, you see, this rhyme is on the night, two nights in Chutz La'aretz and two starim. You relive and tell the story. Whereas throughout the year, it's only Zecher. We got the four distinctions. You want me to write them on the board? You got it? Sipur is la'cherim, to the degree the Rambam says, God forbid no one should be alone for a Seder. But if he has to be alone, and the Seder has to say it out loud, as if someone called him in the room, they think you're a meshugana, that you're talking to yourself. You have to say it out loud to other people. No one's there, you have to, as if someone's, that's what Sipur is. And that's why it's suggested that everyone, Lamaisa, read along quietly, but in the Hanami, and anytime you tell something, someone who says, and someone who listens. So theoretically, the guy who listens doesn't have to say along. But it's a good idea to try to do it. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal talked about whether you can have Shomei Kona for the mitzvah of Sipur. But you got to know those four distinctions, okay? Why the difference between Sipur and Zecher? So what I want to say is, let's get this down. What does Lo Yotze Dechovaso mean? Lo Yotze Dechovaso means, you're not Yotze in the midst of Sipur and Tzrayim if you don't talk about specifically Pesach, Matzah, Morer, you don't understand it. However, there is a different approach. There is a different approach to read this Mishnah. Lo Yotze Dechovaso doesn't mean Sipur and Tzrayim like the first approach. But what does it mean? It means Matzah, Pesach, and Morer. Part of the midst of eating Matzah is not just to eat it, it's to talk about it. It's to talk about it. And if I don't talk about it, I'm not Yotze the mitzvah. So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out from the Ramban in Brachas. In the Machamas Hashem in Brachas, the Rav dug out one line, it's a 50-line Ramban, where he writes, Lo Yotze Dechovaso doesn't mean Sipur Yisrael, it means Matzah. You're not Yotze Lechachila, he said. But there are some Rishonim that say, we're going to see that you're not even Yotze even B'dievet. You're not even Yotze B'dievet. If you don't speak about the Matzah, you're not Yotze. That's why you have to make sure you understand this completely. Okay? All right. Now, on this note, I gave you the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvahs Chaf Aleph, the Sefer Achinuch writes that the mitzvah of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim is all about Hakaras HaTov. We know that in America we observe Thanksgiving in November, right? The third Thursday in November. So if someone would ever ask you, what's the Jewish Thanksgiving? The Seder really is the Jewish Thanksgiving. The Sefer Achinuch says that Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim is basically all Hakaras HaTov, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that is why he calls it Hakaras HaTov. That is why Anoshim V'Anoshim are both Chayiv. The Minchas Chinuch right there where I gave you, he asks Akasha on the Chinuch. He says, why on earth are women chayiv in Tzipras Yisrael? It's a mitzvah session of Zman Grama. It's one time a year, twice a year. Anything that's Zman Grama we learn, women are exempt from, correct? So why is it Sefer Chinuch Machayiv women? What's the answer? The answer is because they're chayiv in what? They're chayiv in matzah. Why are they chayiv in matzah? Because they can't eat chametz, mem gimel mebeis in Pesachim. Anyone who's also to eat chametz has to eat matzah. It's a special drasha. So if they're chayiv in matzah, they're also chayiv in all the ancillaries of matzah. What are the ancillaries of matzah? Eating what? Eating the matzah and also saying Yabat HaGadah. Like Rashi said, Lechem Oni, Sha'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe, what did he say? Magid and Halal. Gomrim Alav as a Halal. So you see also another reason that women are Mechuyiv in Tzipri Yisrael, because it's Akar Satov. Women have to have the Akar Satov to Hashem as well. We wouldn't have left Mitzrayim if it wasn't for the women. It's Chusvit Koni Hosein, because they were so righteous. So that's what I want you to get down. You have to be attuned to it to read the Mishnah. When it says Lo Yotzei De Chovasa, what does Chovasa mean? You could say it in one of two ways. You could say you're not Yotzei what? Tzipri Yisrael. Or maybe you could say you're not Yotzei what? Matzah itself. And that's what the Ramban reads it as. And we're going to try to prove that now Vayter in the Gemara too, when we see that. But that's a very, very plausible way to read what? To read it. And the truth is, the Maharsha says you have to speak about it because it's a din of Lishma. You have to speak about it because it's a din of Lishma. Halach l'maisa. Yes, Vafi, go ahead.
Is the Mephis going to say that like, the whole Seder is just to be a secondary to the Matzah?
The Mincha Sinuch asks the Kasha. We're giving the answer. Mincha Sinuch says, you're right, the matzah is the ikar. All the ancillaries are what? Tzipra is just subsumed under the matzah.
So
correct.
And why can't we say, like we said the other day, that women would be chayav because the matzah is this whole idea of going back in time machine that we're now. It's not like Oso and Nesim, they were there. It's rehappening.
Halachically, you have to ask why they're chayav. So they're chayiv because there's a kesher to chametz to matzah, and then they're chayiv in all the ancillaries too as well. That's exactly what we're saying, what you're saying. Yes, Adam?
If the Gemara says already that they're chayiv because they're usher from eating chametz, then why is the Minchas Chinuch keeps expanding?
Because this is different. This is Sipur. The Gemara only is mechayiv them in matzah. So we're adding on that Sipur is a chelik of matzah. That's what we're saying. You could view, now I want you, I'm glad you asked me that as well. The Rambam says what we said was wrong. The Rambam specifically says that Tzipra separately, it's called Haggadah, not called Matzah. The Rambam does not connect it with Matzah. He says it's a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam will read Lo Yatzei Chavos as being Tzipra Yisrael. We want to convey another approach that might mean Matzah. Okay? You got me? All right, let's continue now in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this, Ve'elein Pesach Matzah Mor, Pesach al Shum She Pesach al Makam al Bat Yavosin B'Mitzrayim, it says Hashem passed over, right? It's also Pesach. We know that famous Al Pi Kabbalah, yeah. The mouth that speaks. You have to speak about it a lot. You have to speak about it a lot. Very good. What's Matzal Shum Sheniglu Avasinu Mitzrayim Shem Reyoflu Sabatzak Hashem Yotzim Mitzrayim Begaimer Morer Hashum Shemeru Mitzrayim Eschayim Avasinu and bitter our lives B'Mitzrayim Shenem Rayumaru Eschayim Begaimer. Now, one of the reasons I want you to get this down, that what is so unique about Nisan and Pesach and Ischachus is a motivating factor that we're ready to go the these 4 days before Pesach to motivate ourselves and rev ourselves up, and that we're ready to go after Pesach, is that Nisan is a month of actions. You must be doing actions. I want you to get this down. We did Pesach, we did Mila, we put blood on the doorposts. Hashem said, you're ready to embrace me? Then you what? I'm going to choose to use my Amanifkar. There's got to be actions, guys. You got to do actions. You can't philosophize. It says Tosus in Rosh Hashanah, name the Rabbeinu Tam. Hashem thought about creating the world when? In Tishrei. When did he actually create the world? In Nisan. The action was done in Nisan. The action was actually done in Nisan. Action. Have you ever thought about Maos Chitim? Do you ever have a din of Maos Chitim by Lulav and Sukkos? We don't raise money for someone who has no Lulav or Sukkah, do we? Maos Chitim. Because why? It's not enough to say, Onus Rachmana Patre. Oh, I have no money, I can't eat matzahs. You're right, Hashem won't punish you, but we make sure that the guy does the action of eating matzah. Nisan is the month where you do actions. That's what it's all about. In the Haftarah yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch, the Briskarov said, HaKadosh Baruch loves someone that wants to do Maisim. You don't do kunts and tricks to get out of mitzvahs. There are ways to get out of mitzvah of Trumas and Maisus, which we learn on Thursday with Tevel, if you don't bring it through the front door. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants a guy who wants to do Maisim. Hashem wants a guy to proactively do things. You know the Sefer HaChinuch and mitzvahs Tet Zion. I gave you Chaf Aleph. He talks about why there's so many mitzvahs about Korban Pesach. You can't break the bone. You can't own chametz. So what's better? A guy who philosophizes all day about doing mitzvahs? Or another guy that does mitzvahs robotically and doesn't think about what he's doing at all? Which guy's better? The second guy's better. Why is the second guy better? Because Kol HaMachshavos, he coins a very important phrase. Kol HaMachshavos are Nimshach Achar HaPulos. Those actions will eventually affect his thoughts. He'll cop it. He'll get it. He'll understand it. Do actions, actions. You go to Seder, you go to Shir, you go to Minyan. You do the actions. You'll be a guy that's always doing the Meisim. Always doing the Meisim. Avram Avinu, why did he, before he went out for the Akedah, he cuts the wood up? Because he thought the Satan would get to him. Don't do it. He says, if I do an action of cutting the wood, I'm going to get going. We always want to do Meisim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. That's what the Rav Zatzal would always say. Meisim Bereishis were passive. Hashem created the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we embraced Hashem because we did Meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a Meisim too. We wouldn't be here today if he didn't create the world. Okay? So that's what it's talking about, a pasach. Okay, so we have to make sure we get that about doing Meisim. We always want to do Meisim. Nisan is the chodesh of Meisim. You always got to do Meisim. Okay, here we go. What's the Rambam's girsa? Laharos. That's why Sephardim have a beautiful minhag. They have mats on their shoulders. They dance around sometimes at the Seder. Shenemar v'igadet l'abincha b'yomu b'avor zeh Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. L'fikach, we spoke about the word l'fikach, that it's a connector. Since I'm reliving the experience, I have an obligation to praise Hashem. How many praises do we do? 7. Anach l'chayavim l'hodos 1. L'hawal 2. L'shabeach 3. L'fayer 4. L'romain 5. L'hader 6. L'varach 7. L'ali l'kalis. I thought it was only 7. No, I'm sorry. It's not 7. It's 11. Look at the Tosis here. Actually, it is 7. Lefikach anachlum Tosis on the bottom. Yeshomim shevo dos lo yosher can get shevo rikim. He says there are 7 verbs you use. I thought there were more than that. No. Lehodos lahalul shevach 3. Lefar is 4. Leroman 5. Lahader 6. Levarich is 7. Lali lekalis. I don't know. The Tosis says there were 7. But we want to make it corresponding to 7 firmaments, right?
Can't you say Shabbat and Hallel are the same thing?
Maybe that's what you have to say. But we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we relive the experience. It could be what you're saying. Could be exactly what you're saying. It's good, Yonatan. Let's see if he says something. He says, Shevo dos lo yosa. I don't know.
I think the Hodos and the Hallel
are not counted?
Not counted.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, good. Matthew's saying you don't count them. So you don't call the Hallel. What do you got? The Shabbat is 1. Oh, you mean? So that's 7? Okay, good. So you don't call Lahalos Lahal. I don't know why you don't count those. Why don't you count those? Okay, but it's connected to 7 Rikiyas. Okay, let's continue. In the beginning of Hallel, before we eat the meal, Beshamayim Omrim Adbeim Adim Smecha. Then it says V'chosim B'geula. What's V'chosim B'geula? The bracha Bruchat Hashem Gal Yisrael at the end of Magid. Yes. Now Tosis points out in the top. The Tanakhama doesn't say how you're chosim. So it's a machloek shem kivrib tarfon. So I want you to get this down. Simplest reading in the Mishnah we're going to see is a machloek shem kivrib tarfon. The Rambam here in the Perush Mishnah says not a machloekis. Rib tarfon lived at the times that Beis Hamikdash existed. So he focused on the Beis Hamikdash existing. Rebbe Kiva added on, because Rebbe Kiva lived at a time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed as well. So we have a double theme. We have a theme when the Beis Hamikdash was what? Existed. And we have a theme when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So it's a double theme. Whenever you have two themes, what's the din? You start with a brach in the middle and a brach at the end. You follow me? If you have one theme, there's no requirement to have a brach at the end. It's only when you have two themes. Do we have a brach of what in the beginning, a brach at the end? Take a look. The chosim gulu b'tarfon omer asher galanu v'galos osinu mitzrayim v'lo haya chosim. Oh, What does Rabbi Tarfon say? Rabbi Tarfon says, why we're in Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Kain Hashem Elokein Elokei Avasim Yagin El Moadim Uragam Macherim Aboim Lekatin L'Shalom Smeichim Bebin Yerucha V'sasim Avodecha V'knocho Sham V'chulei Abruchat Hashem Gal Yisrael. What does Rabbi Kiva add on? What does Rabbi Kiva add on? A hope and prayer that what? That we'll have a restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva lived at a time when the Korban happened. So get this. The Rambam, the simplest reading in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon whether you have a chasim or not. Yes? Yeah? He did not, and whether you're chasim or not, Rabbi Tarfon says you're not chasim. Rabbi Kiva says you are chasim. How does Tosis learn? Tosis learns because why? They're arguing what the Tanakhama held. Yes? The Tosis on the top says they're arguing what the Tanakhama held. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Tarfon what the Tanakhama held when it said v'chasim b'gul. See, it says Taisus, the Chaisim Begula Tanakamalo Pirish Ketsa, Upligi Bemilsa Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva, what the Tanakama held. Rabbi Tarfon, Eino Chosim Mabarch Vishaloya Marach Medivri Bakashan. He only talked about when he had the Beis HaMikdash. So what does Rabbi Tarfon talk about? He says Hashem should redeem us. Rabbi Kiva Savar, the Chaisim Babarach, Sli Marach Medivri Bakashan. There are Mishnayos where they argue what the Tanakhama is holding. So again, Tosfos learns that it's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Tarfon. Yes? Do you say a chasima, Bruchat Hashem, Gal Yisrael, the end of Magid in your Haggadah or not? Rabbi Tarfon says you don't. And what does Rabbi Kiva say? You do. So, the Rambam writes, I don't want to learn like Taisus. It's not a machlekes. They lived at different time periods. They lived at different eras. Rabbi Tarfon lived at a time when the Beis HaMikdash existed, so there was no requirement to make a tefillah to restore the Beis HaMikdash. They had the Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Tarfon, and he lived after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva lived after that. So Rabbi Kiva adds on a new theme. What's the new theme? That Hashem should restore us with a new Beis HaMikdash. With the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. So whenever you have two themes, you need a bracha in the beginning, a bracha at the end. Rabbi Tarfon only had one theme, so there's no need to have a bracha at the end. Okay? But it's a machlekes Rambam Tosfos whether this is really a machlekes Tanoim. The Rambam learned is not a machlekes Tanoim. They learned in different they lived in different eras. Rabbi Kiva overlapped, you know, Rabbi Tarfon, but he lived after him. Okay? Yes, go ahead.
Rabbi Steinmetz yesterday spoke about when Tarfon probably lived after the Chulbon as well. For a way of interpreting a machloket is either that way, different eras, or Rabbi Tarfon is older at this point in time. He's already in lud post the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and they're really arguing about Bar Kokhba. And that the Gal Yisrael is where Akiva is, in retrospect, tragic, but at that time, mm-hmm. optimistic perspective of Gal Yisrael is now, and Bar Tarfon, in his older age, trying to tamp down that sort of messianic view, and saying focus on Gula separate from the Beit HaMikdash.
I hear you, but I think the Rambam held not that way historically. I think the Rambam assumed Rabbi Tarfon did not live after the Korban. I think the Rambam would say not that way historically. Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, maybe you'll say over to him that he knows me. Maybe you say over to him that according to the Rambam, it's clear that Rabbi Tarfon did not live after the Korban. Seems that way. That's the way the Rambam seems to say historically. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
In defense, wouldn't it be problematic because it's the Maisa in the Haggadah that it says Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva are sitting at the same table? So they have to live at the same time?
Yeah, they lived at the same time, Lamaisa, but once the Korban take place, the Gorn and Amakis, Rabbi Tarfon is not in that story. You know, when the fox came out, Rabbi Kiva was crying and then laughing.
Yeah.
And they said, what are you laughing about? Rabbi Tarfon is not in that story. Right.
Yeah, well, they're in Lud. I mean, they're obviously no longer in Jerusalem.
I know, but that story in Makkos is they were in Yerushalayim.
Right.
They saw the fox coming out. So it could be, I'm just saying, according to the Rambam, the Rambam seems to say that he did not live. Yes, go ahead. But it's a great point. What is your name?
Saul.
I'll call you Mr. No, or Doc?
No,
Saul. Saul made good horror. I'm just saying that horror seems to be against the Rambam. You can pass it on to Rabbi Steinmetz. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Yonatan?
Didn't Rabbi Kiva only become a Gadol after the Korban?
No, he didn't become a Gadol. He was a Talmud Chavar of Tarfon, like Marissa's Exubis. But he became a Gadol, Lamais. He was a Gadol then. But he became Lamaisa the Gadol HaDor after Lamaisa. Because Reb Tarfon passed away. He was a Talmud Chaver. You know what Talmud Chaver is? He grew. He was his Rebbe, but he became a great Talmud Chaver, so he became a contemporary as well.
I heard that during Korban, he was still in Amaris
at that point. No. He had already started much earlier. He was a great Tan already when the Beis Hamikdash existed. No doubt. It's Gemara in the Dorm. Okay, fine. Let's see Vayter in the Gemara. I want to just make one horror, though, because it's very germane this year on Friday night. Okay? I want you to get this. Did you notice in our... Thank you, Yosef. Did you notice that we have... Did you notice the parentheses? It says, min apsachim, min azvachim. What do you say first? I want you to get this down, because we flip it on Friday night. This year it's Friday night, the first Seder. So let's understand it rather than, not understanding it well. Okay? The word Zvachim is referring to the Chagiga. Now there are two Chagigas. There's a Chagiga on Yontif, which is the three Regalim, and then there's a special Chagiga on our boss, right? Special for Erev Pesach. So you eat the Korban Pesach ala Sova. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on an empty stomach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave another Korban called the Korban Chagiga our boss. So it's very interesting that this Nusach of Enochum and Apsachim depends upon what you're going to do what on Friday night. Okay, it depends what you're going to do on Friday night. Because Friday night, there was no Chagiga or Basar, believe it or not. There was no Chagiga or Basar on Friday night. And the question is, it's a very interesting halacha. Okay, so it could be, that might be why we flip the what, why we flip it. Okay, this is a machloikis that I want you to make sure you know what the nusach is regarding what, regarding this din about Venochem and Apsachem Umina Zvachem. Okay? It's very interesting.
So when,
this halacha.
So
okay?
Shabbos, you do Min first,
oh. So this is the Shiloh, Lemaisa. This is the Shiloh, what you're saying, Matthew. Okay? This is the Shiloh. Which Girsa comes first? Halacha Lemaisa. Okay? So in Taisvis, you see the Taisvis in the second Taisvis here. Taisvis says you should put Zvachim and then Psachim. Because first we eat the Korban, our Chagigah, our Basar, with the Korban Pesach, and then we eat the Korban Pesach, because we want to eat the Pesach ala Sova. So that's why Taisus says we mention what? Zvachim, which is referring to Chagigah, and then Psachim. That's what Taisus Ben Aperet says as well. However, the Maharil writes not that way. The Maharil writes, the Maharash would say, V'nochol shamina Psachim u'mina Zvachim, which is the gears of most gear souls. Because, why? Because the Psachim are noeg li'olam. What do you mean they're noeg li'olam? Every year Pesach exists, we have what? Every year Pesach exists, we always have a Korban Pesach. It doesn't make a difference. It always exists. Whereas the Korban Chagiga is not chal this year because Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. I'm sorry, not this. Erev Pesach is what? Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So in this particular, it's not really shaykh this year. If the first Seder is a Saturday night, then Erev Pesach is Shabbos, correct? So therefore, Erev Pesach Shabbos, you're not going to have a Chagiga Rasar. So Pesach should always be mentioned first and not Zvachim. Okay? So that's the reason why Halacha Lamaisa, you might flip it. So it's not this year per se, but it's when Saturday night is what is the first Seder. Because on that year, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you don't have what? You don't have the Chagiga Rasar. So Halacha Lamaisa, it would be appropriate when Saturday, bless the Adam, and it could very well be maybe this Saturday night too, because, it's a Sfeikah Yoma, but we don't assume like that. But in a year where Saturday night is the first Seder, then it would be appropriate to go probably like the Ma'aril and switch it and say Pesachim should go first and then Zvachim, because you're not even bringing the Zvachim anyway. Okay, but Lamaisa, I want you to know then knows of the Girsa. Okay, let's get to the Gemara. We've got a lot to see. It says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav. The Gemara says like this. Amar Rav. Sarach Shiyom Rav Osana Otsi Misham. That's a Pesach in Chumash. What does that mean? We talked about the time machine reliving the experience. Where's this Pesach in Chumash? So thank you, Matthew, for the Tanakh. It says it here in Perek Vav Pesach Chav Gimel in Sefer Dvarim Parts of Eschanan. Vosano Otsi Misham Laman Avi Osano Aseislan Esarja Shinishpa Lavoseinu. What's Vosano Otsi Misham? Rava says you must say this Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Sisa Shrine. Why must you say this Pesach? It's a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush.
And which Pesach?
Vosanu Hotzi Misham. Vosanu, that's talking about Klai Yisrael, we're about to go into what? Go into Eretz Yisrael. Votsanu hotzi misham. You took us out of there. Now it's very unique. We always say you got to check the psukim halach l'maisa. The Rashbam says you must say this bepeh. It's not enough to what? See yourself as if you're going out of Mitzrayim. We always say we got to be in tune to the Gemara and the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Chayav adam miros atzatzmo. Rava adds on, it's not enough to see yourself. You have to verbalize it. You have to articulate it. Yes? That's what Rava's being mechadish. But guys, he's being mechadish much more than that. What pasuk did the Mishnah quote? Bavor zeh, asa Hashem li b'seitim Mitzrayim. Yes? What did Rava Mesakin Mosano Otsimisham? Because the pasuk in the Mishnah, it's not muchrach that what? It's not muchrach that this would be a din all l'dairis, yes? It's not muchrach that would be a din l'dairis. Maybe it's from that pasuk, Bavur Zeh, maybe it's for that generation. Comes Rav and says, what, it's muchrach that what? This pasuk l'maisa, Bavur Zeh was talking about Yotzei Mitzrayim. Maybe it's only said to those guys that left Mitzrayim. How do you know that L'dorei Doros Jews have to what? Envision, relive the experience? That's what Rav is saying. Votsanu hotzi misham. Who's that talking about? Votsanu hotzi misham in Leschanan. It's talking about the Yidim that are going to Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about the Yidim that are going to Eretz Yisrael. L'aseis lanu es ha'aretz. So it's muchach from that chiddush of Rava that this din is L'dairis. Bechol dor v'dor. Chayev adam. The pasuk that the Mishnah quoted doesn't necessarily bring a raya b'kol dor v'dor. But that's what Rav is being mechadish. So therefore, it's also an answer, that pasuk of Ma Eidus v'achukim v'mishpatim, right? It's pashut elu she'elu amurim l'chol dor v'dor. It's a dover pashut that we say this. Ma Eidus v'achukim v'mishpatim, right? And that's what Rav is saying. You should say this halach l'mais. It has to be said, this pasuk. This pasuk, tshuva to the question, Ma Eidus v'achukim v'mishpatim. It's a dover pashut who she'elu amurim l'chol dor v'dor. This Eidus v'achukim v'mishpatim was said for all generations. It's an answer to that question. Ma Eidus v'achukim v'mishpatim. Okay? So that's a chiddush we want to say in Rava. You can just skim this Gemara and not understand it. Rava's being mechadish. It's not enough to just liros asatzma. You have to verbalize, number one. Number two is you have to realize that this is a din l'dairi dairis, to relive the experience. And there's servor, and it's clear from this psukim v'eschana. This wasn't talking about the Yitz Mitzrayim. This is talking about the people that nechnasim there in Yisrael. They weren't there. They didn't go out. It's talking about the people that are going in there in Yisrael. The Baya Aretz. So that's the Chiddush that I want to bring out from Rava. Okay, Vayter now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hamatz Tzarech Lagbia, Hamara Tzarech Lagbia, you must lift it up. Basar Eino Tzarech Lagbia, the bas you don't lift up. Not only that, it's us to lift up the Zroah. We eat the Zroah only on the second day and lunch, not at the Seder night. It's a Bizu Yochel, Mishabru Kord Dechayram, Lo'od, Elishinir Kochel Kachim B'chutz. You cannot eat the zrol. You can't lift up the zrol because it looks like you're eating your makir karbonis outside of Beis Hamikdash. It's not proper. It's improper to do. So we lift up the matzah. I lift it up real high in our Seder. I lift up the mara real high. And the zrol we don't touch. Okay? You know, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to roast any meat or poultry for the Seder, what you're going to eat for Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to roast fish and eggs. Fish and eggs aren't good for the Korban Pesach. It's a chiddush about chicken. Chicken, poultry is also not good for the Korban Pesach. But they extended it, a low plume, because it's like a meat. It's a meat, it's flesh. But you're allowed to roast fish and eggs, halach l'maaser. You know, you have to make sure you eat the egg at the Seder, because the first night of the first night of the Seder is always the same night as Tisha B'Av. There are connections. That's why I think the first day of Pesach, I want to suggest once we don't say Ka'ili. Very interesting, the Tefillin or Ka'ili before Musaf. First day of Pesach, you don't say it. Why not? Because it's Bekusha with the Churban a little bit, and it's too much of a tefillah of Simcha. So we want to tone it down a bit. Right? That's why we wear the kittel, that's why you eat the egg, the, you know, revolving the mourning process, the life cycle. So you make sure you eat the egg. Yes, go ahead, Matthew.
Is it like Derech Halacha, you have to eat the egg? Or
it's a minig, minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael should have an egg. You should definitely have an egg with the salt water. You dip it in. Okay? All right. So that's the Chiddush. Okay, now we get to the Gemara. Let's get to the Vayter and the Gemara. Now the Gemara says an amazing thing. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Suma, Patu Milomar
HaGadid. Is there a connection between the Seder and Tisha B'Av besides the date?
Well,
it's
a motivating factor that we're recipital Yeshua. We want to make sure that we have the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. We want to make sure we want to pay it. One of the six questions we're asking, we go to Shammai, is recipital Yeshua. Did you ask for the Mashiach every day? When you say at Tzemach David, morning and evening, you need Kavana. So I once suggested to the fellows that Hashem gives you a grade for every one of the questions he asks you, the six questions. What's the grade for Zipitul Yeshua? Number one is how much Kavani had in Tzemach David. But number two is how much did you really mourn the Beis HaMikdash in the summer in Tisha B'Av? If you really long for and aspire for the Beis HaMikdash, did you care about it? Did you cry over it? Did you mourn for it? So you're going through this expression of reliving the experience, but the bottom line is, and we didn't get up to this, let's mention it now, what's the machlekes between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? Whether you mention what? Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bizman HaMashiach. What's the machlekes? Does Zman HaMashiach outshine Yetzias Mitzrayim to the degree you don't have to mention it? Or no? This is where we started. We can never forget that, even Bizman HaMashiach. So while we're living the experience, we have a tefillah like Rabbi Akiva did, Kein Yagienu, that we should have a restoration of Beis HaMikdash. So it's very makusher with Tisha B'Av in that sense. And that's what we're trying to bring out, the Sipitul Yeshua. That's why I believe it's so important, Lamaisa, that we mourn properly and treat it properly. Because what else is on the, what are the premises that Hashem gives the grade on? How much kavanah did you have at Tzemach David, and did you really mourn about it? The Sipitul Yeshua, if you care about it, then you mourn about it. Okay, says the Gemara like this, Amar Vachar Bayakov, Suma Potem Ilomer Hagadim. Assume is part of saying the Agadah. Okay, let's get this. We know that a Chere Shot to the Katan are part from mitzvahs. Yes? Chere Shot to the Katan are part all mitzvahs. Both mitzvahs essay and laugh. What about a Suma? Let's get it down. So Machlek is Tanoim in a few places in Shas between Rabbi Yud and the Chachamim. Suma Kemes says that's more of an Ashkofic level. Okay? That's a Gemara Nedarim Samach Talad of a base. More of an Ashkofic level. It's a good point, Matthew. But it's more machshava. It's more machshava. More of on a metaphysical level, Amaisa. Okay, the privilege of being able to see is such a privilege. That's what it means. But a suma, Rebbe Yudah holds his part of a mitzvah, like a cheresh odav. Rebbe Yudah, Stam Rebbe Yudah is Rebbe Yudah bar Eloi. Who argues? Chachamim. We paskin like who? Rov Rishonim paskin like the Chachamim. Rov Rishonim paskin like the Chachamim. Okay, I want you to get this. Rov Rishonim. There's one Rishon that passes on Rabbi Yudah, the Sefer HaMachria. He says that Asum is Potter and Mitzvahs. Now we accept Rov Rishonim, Asum is Chayv and all Mitzvahs. No doubt. Okay? Alright. So Machloikis. Now you have to have that Machloikis in mind when you read this Gemara. Rav Acha was an Amira, Rav Acha by Yaakov. What does Rav Acha by Yaakov say? Suma Potter and Lomar Hagada, Ksiv Hacha Bavur Zeh, Ksiv Hasan Benenu Zeh. Malahalan prat lasuma afkan prat lasuman. What does this mean? Let's say a parents have a rebellious son, a ben sora mora. The Gemara tells us he's not a murderer yet, but he's a robber, he's a glutton, stealing meat, he's an alcoholic, drinking wine, stealing from people. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin that if the parents are blind, it cannot be a ben sora mora. Because zeh connotes visual. Benenu zeh. The parents have to bring this boy to Beis Din. If they can't see the boy, you cannot be a what ben sora mora. It's a din. Done. If it says the word zeh by that, it also says the word zeh by what? Bavur zeh. If a suma can't see the matzan mar in front of him, he is putter from the haggadah. You got that? He is putter from the haggadah. This is what the Gemara says in the name of Acher by Yaakov. Okay? Let's continue now in the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, Aini, it's not true. La Amar Mereimar, Sheltinu L'Rabbanan Rav Yosef. Mereimar said that I asked the Chachamim who were in the Beis Medrash of Rav Yosef, Man Damra Agadata Bei Rav Yosef. Who said the Agadata in the house of Rav Yosef? Who led the Haggadah? You know what they answered him? Amru Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, our Rebbe. But Rav Yosef was blind. How could he motivate people in the Haggadah? Man Damra Agadata Bei Rav Sheshes. Who said the Haggadah in the house of Rav Sheshes? Amru Rav Sheshes. They said Rav Sheshes. So you see Beferish that what? Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes were blind. And despite that, they led their houses in Agodah. But we just got through saying, Rav Acher Yaakov says, you're putter. A great kasha, bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. So the Gemara answers. I want you guys to get this down. Kasavre Rabbanan Matzah Bizman Azeh Mid Rabbanan. Wow. Matzah bizman hazeh is d'rabbanan. So what? So what, guys? So I want to bring a raya from this Gemara. Let's bring a raya to what we wanted to build up. That Sipur Yisrael Jacob is a chelik of matzah. It's mamish black on white on the Gemara. In other words, the chiyuv di matzav is manas ezra rabbanan. So what? I still have a chiyuv to read the Haggadah of Sipris Yisraim? No! You see that Sipris Yisraim is an ancillary to matzah. The fact that matzah is only midrabbanan downgrades Sipris Yisraim. And therefore, if it downgrades Sipris Yisraim, it downgrades it to be midrabbanan. And the Chachamim, as Tosis writes in Megillah, do you think the Chachamim wanted a Summa to be like a Goy? That he's Pater Mitzvahs? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Summa is Pater Mitzvahs, they were Machayiv and Mitzvahs Midrabanan. So too, in this similar vein, Rav Acher bar Yaakov says a Summa, who's Pater from what? Haggadah normally? But since Matz anyways, the Rabbanan, they also were Machayiv, a Summa Midrabanan to lead the Haggadah. But does everyone follow what I'm saying? I'm saying from the push-up shot of the Gemara, you see conceptually, Sipris Yisraim is linked to matzah. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? Otherwise, how do you read the Gemara? Unless you say, okay, they're just remodeled after one another. I want to say the simplest reading of the Gemara is that, no. It's like Rashi, we learned, Lechem Oni Shonim Lov Dvarim Harbeh means Haggadah and Hallel. It's part of matzah. Otherwise, what should it shed light that the fact that matzah is the Rabbanan shed light on Sipris Yisraim? The Gemara was asking about Haggadah. All of a sudden, from left field, it brings in matzah. Everyone follow what I'm saying? Yonatan, you follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush that I want to bring out. That since matzah is Rabbanan, conceptually, that what? That changed the mitzvah of Sipris Yisraim. And therefore, since the Rabbanan, the Chamech can say, we were Machayev Asuma in it. But at the end of the day, it's a mechayev of what?
Matzah.
It's the end of the day, it comes from matzah, correct. Now, we don't paskel like Rav Avraham and Rambam. He's the only Rishon that says matzah, bizmanah, says the Rabbanan, because we don't have a court of Pesach. Everyone else assumes that there's a separate mitzvah in matzah, Erev Tochlu Matzahs, despite the fact that we don't have a court of Pesach. Still remains a mitzvah in Yerushalayim to eat the matzah, which we paskel like. But nonetheless, you see the Gemara connected the two in a very, very conceptual level. You follow what I'm saying? Matthew, you got this? There's no really other... It's a very, very palatable way to read the Gemara. So I want to say like this. I want you to get this. This is amazing Chiddush. Did our Gemara, and this is written by the Teres Chesed, one of the great Gedol Achronim, did our Gemara ever connect this at all to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? No, it didn't. What does that imply? That implies that he could be able to jive Rav Acher bar Yaakov with both Tanoim. Yes? So let's think about it and plug it in. What did the Chachamim say? Asuma normally is what? Chayiv and mitzvahs. So comes Rav Acher bar Yaakov and says, yes, I know the Chachamim, but I want to tell you something. There's one mitzvah, namely on the Seder of Haggadah, that Asuma is Pater from. Yes? That fits quite well, right?
Right.
But how would Rav Acher bar Yaakov fit with Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda normally say? Asuma is what? Pater from mitzvahs. So what does Rav Acher bar Yaakov have to say? Oh, also I want to tell you that Asuma is pater from the Haggadah. He's pater from all mitzvahs. And don't tell me, Rabbi, oh, that Rav Acher bar Yaakov is only going according to the Chachamim. Did the Gemara say that? Did our Gemara say that? Yes or no? Did our Gemara attach Rav Acher bar Yaakov at all to the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Yes or no?
No,
it didn't. That means that the Gemara is saying, Ravina Rav Asher wrote the Gemara, says Rav Acher can jive like who? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So I ask you, I want you to get this. I ask you, how can Rav Acher bar Yaakov jive with Rabbi Yehuda? The Tana. Adam, you follow me? That's the kasha I want you to get down. Yes, Yonatan.
Can't say that maybe it's the Reuben a different Halamina, if I didn't have the Zereshalam.
We didn't get to that yet, Lamaisa. The Zereshalam, we'll get to the end, but the Zereshalam already tells you it's Pater. You don't need that. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Pater from all mitzvahs.
No, but I'm saying, why is the Rav Acher bar Yaakov, if we're saying Rav Acher bar Yaakov goes like Rabbi Yehuda, if we're saying that.
He has to go like both we're saying. He has to fit according to both.
Okay, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's across the court.
That's what I'm asking.
So why does Rav Acher bar Yaakov have to bring a whole...
That's my kasha.
I'm saying, because there would have been a specific Havamina, why would have thought he would be fat.
What's the Havamina?
Maybe blind people are also, we should be in Mitzrayim, I don't know.
You got to come up with something. That's what we got to answer.
I'm saying there had to be a
copy. That's what we got to come up with an answer. So we're going to say an answer, okay? But that's the cost of the Torah Sesson asks. Yes.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the Tasha? What's the problem?
Yes. In other words, there's a general machlokes tanoim whether a suma is chayv in mitzvahs or not. Yes? So when our Gemara presents Rav Acha bar Yaakov in the Amora, the Gemara doesn't say Rav Acha bar Yaakov is going only according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that normally a suma is chayv in all mitzvahs. Rav Acha bar Yaakov comes and says, I want you to know how God is potter from because I have a Jerushal. Right?
Yeah.
Whereas according to Rav Yehuda, I'm not going like Rav Yehuda. Yeah, that's what I would have said. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara presents him in a vacuum, which seems to be that he could fit according to both tanoim. So I ask you, how could he fit according to Rabbi Yehuda?
So you could say that. What you're saying, the Havamina, so I'll tell you, the Havamina.
What kind of Havamina?
I'll tell you what Havamina. The Havamina could be like Sipor, which has nothing to do with seeing it. It has to do with telling over the story, perhaps because he could hear that he's fine. Kamashwan, he's not.
What do you mean? You mean you could hear your saying?
Sipor is about telling and hearing over.
I don't know. He says a suma's general patrim. There are a lot of mitzvahs that have nothing to do with seeing. And Rabbi Yehuda patrim is a suma from all mitzvahs. There's a lot of mitzvahs that have nothing to do with
Sipor. I
know, but there are a lot of mitzvahs that are shmiya, shofar, and everything. Rabbi Yehuda says across the board, assume is potter from all mitzvahs. That's a special blimud. There's a special connection.
Actually,
okay, you're driving in the right direction, so let's get it. This is what I want to suggest. This is what the Torah Chassid suggests, not me. It's a beautiful Kiddush, based on what we've been saying. There's a famous machloikis within Reb Yehuda. I want you to get this down between Rebbe Kivega and the Noda Yehuda. When Reb Yehuda says that Asuma is potter from mitzvahs, Suma is potter from mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs are he potter from? Rebbe Kivega writes, he's potter from what? What's he potter from? Only Essen. Rak mi Essen. He doesn't have to shake a lulav. He doesn't have to sit in sukkah. Can he eat a ham sandwich? Of course not. He has chayv and lavin. Chayv. Achein. Achein means however. We know that. Chayv and lavin. The Noda Yehuda says, the great Noda Yehuda against the great Rabbi Kivega says, he's potter afilu mi lavin. Amazing. That means, on a yiraisa level, he could eat a ham sandwich or steel. The Rabbanan said, we don't want a blind man to look like a goy. So they imposed upon him all mitzvahs on a Rabbanan level. That's what Tosfos writes. But on a D'oraisa level, what is the scope of the p'tur of a blind man? Is only potter from Essen or is he even potter from Lavin? Yes? Listen to this now. Rav Ganach Shlita wanted to tie in. Rav Ganach wanted to prove like Rabbi Kivager. Because how else, why do we do the Rabbanans? We've mentioned this before, guys. Why do we do, actually we mentioned it on Thursday.
Lo saucer,
excellent, Matthew. Rav Ganach Shlita wanted to bring a rider to Kivager from Tosfos. Because how else can Tosfos what? How else can Tosfos Mechayev, Asuma, and Lavin? Must be that what? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, Mid Rabbanan, he's Chayev all mitzvahs. How can Tosfos do that? Must be that Asuma is chayv in Lo Tosfos, which is a lie. You follow what I'm saying? He wanted to bring a riot from Tosfos, like Rabbi Kivager. Because how else can Tosfos say that Asuma is chayv in Lo Mitzvahs Mid Rabbanan? Must be that he has Lo Tosfos. You follow me? And then they imposed it on. That's what Rabbi Ganach wanted to bring a riot. So I told them, I said, Rabbi, you could reject that riot. Rabbi Chanan says that we do the Rabbanans because of Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Chanan has a whole shtickle Torah that we do the Rabbanans because we know that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not necessarily because of Lo Tosfos. Okay, so you said maybe I'm right. You could reject that.
What would be the source?
Do
we have a
Korah
anyways?
He has this whole mahalik that the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu follow what the Chachamim say. It's a svara. You don't need a pasuk. So you got this? You got this? Machlokes Rabbi Kivega Noda Yehuda? So listen to this. Yonatan was driving it the right direction. Let's go like this. If you go like Rabbi Kivager, a woman, can she eat chametz? No. She has to do all lavin in the Torah, except for three, right? We know that. Men and women are chayav in all lavin. Anyone who's chayav in the lav of chametz has to what? Has to eat matzah. If you have to eat matzah, I'd have a havim and you have to do all the ancillaries. What are all the ancillaries?
Sipor.
So therefore what? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Asuma is potter from mitzvahs, it was only potter from Essen, but he's chayv in lavin. Once you chayv in lavin, you're chayv in chametz. anyone who's chayv in chametz is chayv in matzah, and I would think you're chayv in all the branches of matzah. Cyprus is right. That's why Rav Acha's got to dig up a gezeirah shava and pack you. Therefore, he can even jive a corner of Yehuda. That's the Torah's chesed chiddush. Beautiful, no? That's the Torah's chesed chiddush. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov goes according to Rabbi Yehuda as well. But it's viewing this what? You hear this shtickle? It's a tremendous chiddush. Okay? That's where Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that's what he wants to time. So this Gemara is very telling. Number one, that it's in the reading of the Gemara, Sipras Ram is a chelik of matzah, number one. And number two, that to answer that kasha the Torah's chesed, you see that Sipras is a chelik of matzah as well. Okay?
Why do we only say this?
What'd you say?
Why do we only say this matzah? In Shabbat, we say that there are separate lavim and asas, right?
Yes.
We have simcha, we say it's a separate... You could say the exact same...
Well, for Shabbat, we say kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'shira. That's why women are chayvin kiddush. Women really should be potter from kiddush, the mitzvah and grandma. But anyone's chayvin the shamor of Shabbos, the lamatas malachas, it's chayv in the essay.
So you're saying in Shabbat you would have the identical construct?
Yes, Shabbat we have the identical construct of Yeshna B'chametz, Dal B'chametz. It's excellent.
Including Lech Mishnah, including Shashur, including...
That's a question to what degree. If we have time, we want to get to it. The Mordechai says women are even chayv in Shalashidus because Afa Yibos Onesh. But you're absolutely right. They're chayv in Kiddush. They're absolutely chayv in Kiddush.
Well, let's roll it forward. We could probably go through almost every single...
It's only those are the only two constructs. This chametz and matzah and zachar v'shomer. You have no other construct. That's the only construct. Otherwise, the Mishnah says in Kedushin, when it comes to lavin, women are chayvin all lavin as men. Essen no, they're only chayvin mitzvah shel shalos man grama. Now there are not too many essen man gramas, maybe six or seven. But the bottom line is that this construct that you have kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'shira is by these two categories. Okay? It's a good, excellent horror. Yes, Yonatan, go ahead.
So, for the Rabbanan, the way the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov works is that you're usually chayav, but we have a special limit to tanya's benat.
Yes, well said. According to Chum, it fits beautifully, yeah. According to Rebbe, we got to say this whole shtickle clear. And you might say to me, Rebbe, why do we have to do that? I'll tell you why. Because Gemara did not say that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was going according to the Chum only, you know? If it didn't say that, you got to fit it into both. Okay? That's very in tune into Gemara. Yes, go ahead.
Can we repeat the Adam. The tenets of the Torah's chesed?
Yes. We start off with the premise, if we hold like Rabbi Kiveger, Adam, that Rabbi Yehuda says, assumes potter and mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Only mitzvahs esse. But lavin, they must observe binat Torah. If you hold like Rabbi Kiveger, not the note of Yehuda. Note of Yehuda says potter completely, it's just from chayiv yumid rabbanan. So if you start with Rabbi Kiveger, what do you have? You start Rabbi Kivega, you have, I'm chayv in a lav, assume, what's the lav? Chometz. But anyone's chayv in chometz is chayv in matzah, right? Just like women are. But anyone who's chayv in matzah, I would also think you're chayv in all the ancillaries in that. What's that? Sipri Sisus Ryan. So therefore, I would think that assume would be chayv in Sipri Sisus Ryan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says assume is part of the mitzvah, because he said part of the mitzvah is only from Essen. That's why you got to dig up a gezeirah shava to potter assume even from Sipri Sisus Ryan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. You got me? So according to the Chum, it's Poshi, you got to dig it up, because the Sumas Chayav Mitzvah is in general. So I need to exert a shove to Potter. But even according to Yehuda, you need to exert a shove. Yes. Go ahead.
So
Saul, you... right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't feel I want to call you Mr. Meter, Doc. You don't let me. Okay, go ahead.
David Olvashon called me Israel Zilli.
Okay. I always ask the Talmidim, what do you prefer, Hebrew or English?
So,
go ahead.
How do you pull Morrow into this?
Well, Mara Bismana says the Rabbanan anyway. So Mara is not a Shiloh.
So you're not pulling Mara into Parasipur.
Right. Because Mara, anyways, Mara is the Rabbanan. Correct. No doubt. Mara is the Rabbanan. See, Mara, there's no separate pasuk. It says that Almatz is Mara Yochlu with the Korban Pesach. See, Matz and Mara are condiments. They're the ketchup and mustard for Korban Pesach.
So think of both sides. So women are not, but Asuma is.
Women, Lagabi Mara?
There's the answer you just gave.
Yes.
How would that apply to Mara?
Women, no.
Women would not be obligated.
No, women are chayav min rabbana. It's all the rabbana. The way the rabbana formulated the mitzvah is that men and women are mechuyav.
A blind person.
We're saying now beferish bisman hazeh. It's matzah is bisman hazeh is min rabbana. They were able to what? They were able to mechayav. They were mechayav because under rabbana love they can create their own construct.
But according to the answer.
But the answer is on a level to your raisa. But that's all level to your raisa. That whole shtickle Torah we said is on a level of the Araisa.
Okay.
Okay?
Sorry.
No. What are you sorry about? Really? It's kashrus. Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't on Dera Banan Lel what Mitzvah Sins was saying by all the Seder Mitzvot, Matzah, and Ensler that Shaos Anes gets that done?
Yeah, so we got to get to. Does Anes have the power of a Diraisa? We'll see. Okay, we got to get to it. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
This can't be learning like the Mitzvah Pinuch who separates the Matzah and the.
Right, the Rambam also separated it. You could just say that even though they're separate mitzvahs, they were modeled after. You know, since matzah is the Rabbanon, so they modeled Sipur also like
and
that.
Therefore, you'd have the Hava meaning that they're.
No. I thought you were talking about the answer that since matzah is the Rabbanon, so they modeled that the Suma should also be Chayv and Agadim and Rabbanon.
Right, but according to the Minchas Chinuch, who says they're two separate mitzvahs, you wouldn't even have this Hava meaning.
Yeah, this is all working with the Yeraisa, correct. This whole Shtickle Torah is working with the Yeraisa. Well said. Okay. So the Gemara says, we've got a problem with this. How can Rav Acher bar Yaakov say that it mitzvah is only with the Rabbanon? Michlal, the Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Savar, Matzah, Bizmanah, Zez, Diraisa. Rav Acher bar Yaakov is the one who said, you're Potter. So therefore, he must hold Matzah, Bizmanah, Zez, Diraisa, which is the way we hold, but we have it a Kabbalah. For Rav Acher bar Yaakov, who domer Matzah, Bizmanah, Zez, the Rabbanon. But Rav Acher bar Yaakov is the one who said that Matzah, Bizmanah, Zez, the Rabbanon. So you got a steer. So it's Mamish a steer. Does Rav Acher bar Yaakov hold Diraisa or hold the Rabbanon? So Gemara answers like this. Kasavar, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kendi Yeresa Tikkun. We mentioned that before, the Gemara Psachim and Daf Lamed, that anytime the Rabbanon made a Takana, the Rav would spend hours on this. What did the Din Rabbanon model themselves? What Din Yeresa did the Chum look after to model the Din Rabbanon after? Called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kendi Yeresa Tikkun. So he says, you know what? I happen to hold that Matzah Bizmanah says the Rabbanon, but I wanted the pattern after was the Yeresa. And if the Yeresa love assumed was Potter, so even Bismanazet is the Rabbanon assume is Potter as well. So I don't understand. If that's a general accepted rule in Shas, that the Rabbanon make a Takana that's modeled after the Raisa, what about Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef? Why they leave their homes in the Haggadah? Right? If Bidi Raisa or Potter, so Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Frek the Gemara, Had the Vada, I should call Tikkun Rabbanon and Raisa Tikkun. What are you talking about? They also subscribe to that principle. So if they subscribe to that principle, why they leave their houses in the Haggadah? If Asumas put them in Atayra, then they shouldn't have left their houses in the Haggadah, even though Bismanah says throw on them, right? So Gemara gives a very important answer. Let's get it, make sure we understand it. Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. The Gemara says that, what's the comparison? There's a completely different approach to this din. Bishlama Hasam, Bishlama over there, by Ben Soramora, Midahave Limichtov, Benenu Hu, Uksi Benenu Zeh. Zeh was superfluous. It didn't need to say Zeh. Shmamina Prat Lasuman Hudasa. That's telling me visually they have to see their son. If the parents are blind, there's no Din Ben Soramora. Aval Hacha, what else could you write? Aval Hacha, E Lav Bavur Zeh, my Lichtov. If it wasn't Bavur Zeh, what'd you write? Ela Bavur, Amat Soramora Hudasa. It's coming to tell me this Din. So you see, it's not coming to Pater Asuma. Bavur Zeh is not telling me, conveying to me, you have to be able to see. Therefore, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef said, we lead our what? We lead our families in the Haggadah, and your Chayiv Minat Torah. Meaning the Gemara is backing out. I want to stress this, guys. We have to learn before we have all the alumnus, you got to know how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is backing out of that answer, Matzah Bizmanah Zeh the Rabbanon. Matzah Bizmanah Zeh is the Yeraisa, and we talk a Paskin like that. We don't hold like Rabbah from Ben Rambam. So if it is the Yeraisa, so why did they leave their Haggadahs? Because they didn't hold of this. They didn't hold this. The way the Rashbam has it is that they didn't have a Masorah for this Gershava from the Rebbe. The Rashbam writes that Rav Acher bar Yaakov had a Masorah from his Rebbe. We know this from Sukkah, from our Limud, that ain't Adam Dan Gershava and King Kabbalah Mirabo, right? Kavachomer, you don't need to have a Kabbalah Mirabo. What about a Hekish? Machlekes Rashi Toysa, Sukkah Laman Aleph Oman Aleph. Right? We had all Shtickle Torah in the beginning, Steer and Rashi's, right? But Rashbam writes that Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef did not have this Masorah from the Rebbe. Stam, straight up. They did not have a Gzeres Masorah from the Rebbe. Rav Acher bar Yaakov did. That's one way to learn the Gemara, okay? That's one way to learn the Gemara. That's what Rashbam wants to say, okay? However, please get this down. The Chiddushi Aran and Rabbeinu David say, no way. Rav Acher bar Yaakov also did not have a Masorah from his Rebbe. They did not have a Masorah about a Gzeres Hashava, Rav Acher bar Yaakov. He did not. So what's going on? This Gzeres Hashava was Efshur. You can't say he learned this from a Gzeres Hashava. This Gzeres Hashava was Efshur Lomot. Even if one of the words were not open to the Gzeres Hashava, Lomot, even if you say Bavur Zeh, you need for Matzah Mar, but it should be open, the other one. So what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying here? What's the dechias of the Gemara? So he wants to say that also Rav Acha bar Yaakov did not have a Masorah for the Sefirah Shava. This is not a Gzeirah Shava. This is just a dimyon ba'alma, says the Chiddush Yaron Rabbeinu David. It's a loose comparison. Just like the word Zeb, I've been Tzoramor excluded a blind man, the word Zeb, I see Pesach Yisraim, also excludes a blind man. And Rav Sheshi and Rav Yosef say, we don't buy that. We say the Zeb, I see Pesach Yisraim, is not extra, and it's not all similar to the Zeb by the Ben Tzoramor, which is Taka, is extra. So I want you to get this down. The Rashbam learns, everyone agrees with Maskana, the Gemara rejects Matzah Bizman and Zedrobonim. We're going back to Matzah Bizman and Zedrobonim. If Matzah Bizman and Zedrobonim, so why did they leave their what? Why did they leave their houses? You should say, assume it's Patr and Nagada. The answer is they didn't have the Masorah of that Xerah Shava. That's the Rashbam's take. So it's a Machloikis of Acha against Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. Did you have a Masorah to make the Xerah Shava? That's the take of the Rashbam. Comes along the Chidush Aron Rabbeinu David, says no one had a Xerah Shava. The Machloikis is, do you make this comparison in Drush that just like Zeh was Darshan to exclude blind people, do we Darshan the same Zeh to exclude blind people by Tzipri and Tzitzit Tzayim? Rav Acha bar Yaakov says we do. Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef says we do not, because this Zeh is not extra. It's not extra at all. But there's one way to learn, one more way to learn, please get that down, and that's the Meiri. What does the Meiri learn? The Meiri learns that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was Darish the Mashmos of Bavur Zeh to exclude a blind man. Because why? This is very interesting. What do we say Zeh means? Like the Gemara has in the end of Tainus, all the tzaddikim will dance around Hashem. Zeh kivinilo. And they'll point to the Eibishter. They'll point to the Eibishter. Eibishter will be in the middle. And they'll point to the Eibishter. That's why the Rav is Makbid. They say from the Gon that no one should be in the middle. When you dance, it should just be the Bima. By Simchas Torah, no one should be dancing in the middle. You dance around the Bima. That's representative of the Eibishter. Because everyone, all the tzaddikim are pointing. Zeh and
Nismachav. Even the people holding the Torahs?
Yeah, well, yeah, they had a hakpada like that. Okay, they can, but they should. The bima should be in the middle. The guy should be dancing with the Torah around the bima. Okay, but the Miri said like this: Maska Suma. He said that, you know why I exclude a Suma? According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he says because he's not able to point with his finger, because he can't see it. He can't point to his finger. That's the matzah. That's the mar. That's why Rav Acha bar Yaakov made the drasha. And Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef say, you know what? Who says that they can't? Who's? Why do you have to be able to point with your finger and see it? They can feel it. They're able to pick it up. They're able to what? They're able to take it and pick it up. That's enough. And there, that manner, you fool Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh doesn't mean you have to visually see it. You have to be able to relate to it and to touch it and see it. So there are three ways in Rishonim how to learn the Maskana of this Gemara. Everyone agrees that Bavur Zeh, the Rabbana, was rejected. The question is, are they arguing whether they had a Kabbalah Zeh Shav Rashbam? The Rabbeinu David and Chiddush Aron learn, no one had the Gzeirah Shava. Chiddush Aron, Rabbeinu David learn, is it a Dimyon Ba'alma that we learn a model from Ben Tzoramora that we can say Zeh excludes blind people like by Ben Tzoramora, so it excludes blind people also by what? By Tzipri Tzitzit. Or do we say a third shot, and that is that also everyone rejected the Gzeirah Shava. The question is, can you make this drush of Zeh Kivinulo that I have to be able to see it and show with my finger, and I can point to the matzah mara with my finger because I can see? Or do you say, no, I don't have to act necessarily see. As long as I can take it, pick it up, and touch it, that's enough to say Zeh. That's the machlekes in the Gemara, okay? But you see in Lumdus how connected greatly Sipur is to matzah, I think just from the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and also with the Shtukal Torah that we learned from the Torah discussion. That Rav Acha bar Yaakov can jive like who? Can jive like Rav Yehuda. At the end of the day, we hold like Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef. Of course a blind man can lead the Haggadah. No problem at all. If he knows the Baal Peh, what's the problem? We don't accept Rav Acha bar Yaakov Ladin. We pass him like Rav Sheshes, and we pass him like what, Rav Yosef? Yes, Yonatan.
Some people have the
menachem
point to the Zerah. Is that okay?
No, you shouldn't do that either. That's like lifting it up. Yeah. Correct. No, you don't do it at all. Good kasha, very good. Yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
Are we saying that, like, matzah is part of, I want to use the word, hagdara of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? Are we saying
I want to say, no, Sipur is the chelik of matzah.
The chelik of matzah? Yes. Are we saying that there's a mitzvah of Sibur Yitzchayim, there's a mitzvah of matzah, and as part of Sibur Yitzchayim, you have the mitzvah of matzah that's ma'akev Sibur Yitzchayim.
Well, the Rambam will say, like you, that Sibur is separate, and it'll be modeled after matzah. Matzah is the Rabbanah, it'll affect Sibur. We want to suggest much more conceptually that, like the Rashi, they're interlinked mamish. Okay. Yes, correct. That's what I want to be mechadish, okay?
Part of the properties of matzah.
Yes, that is correct. When we would write on a panel, you know how foods, they have ingredients? Yeah. If we would do the ingredients of the mitzvah matzah, we would say, matzah, you have to fresh, you have to eat it, you have to eat five kesesim, you have to speak about it, you have to do halal about it, you have to do a seba. Okay.
So it's similar to like when we said by Hanukkah with the story of, is it part of the mitzvah or not?
Could be. Presuming this is good, it's a good comparison. Presuming this is the chelik of the halak. Correct. Well said. Yes, Saul, go ahead.
Let me go back to the premise for a second. The question was, but those who are shashis are leaving the seders.
Yes.
And that they're blind, and if it's Doraita, then if it was Doraita, then the assumption was because they're blind, they shouldn't be doing that.
That's correct.
But what are they doing?
There's no they were being motzi the people.
Right. There's no concept of being motzi somewhere at the Seder for Sibur.
Sure it is.
You're being, it's not like answering a main to a bracha.
Right, it's a good point, but you're right. But it's like we said in the beginning of Shir. You're right, but it's like we said in the beginning of Shir. Sipur requires a teller and a receiver, but that teller has to be someone's a bar chiyuva. Otherwise, the assumption is that everyone in the table didn't say any words; they just listened.
You're telling me there's a guy at the seder.
Yes.
Who's telling the story?
Yes.
Come to the seder.
No, the Vlavitcher Rebbe said he cannot come to the seder. The Rebbe said, "There actually, I'm glad you brought that up. There are two reasons why you can't have a goy coming to the seder." You can never invite a goy ever for any yontif meal. That's a halachic din in Sefer Shulchan Aruch, because my wife might make a dish. Let's say I invite a linebacker over in the NFL. So she'll make a whole dish for him. It's also to cook for a goy, lachem v'lo la'akum. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to have a goy at any yontif meal. Number two, the Rebbe added on that a ben nechar cannot eat the korban pesach, and the Seder highlights that. If you want to have a goy over, you have him over for Shabbos. No problem. Shabbos also to cook anyways, so Zogzera. So if ever we have a goy, I don't know if we've ever had one, but if you're going to have a goy over, you have him over for Shabbos. You don't have him for any yontif meal, and also for the Seder as well. Okay?
The question was,
yes,
there happens to be someone there who's not in the Kli of Mitzvah.
Right, then I don't think you'd be Yotzeh.
Who tells you the story.
Yes.
You listen intently.
Yes.
To.
I don't think you'd be Yotzeh, correct. You see from this Gemara. You need to be a Bar Chiyuv to generate that Chiyuv HaGadah. Absolutely. Well said. Very good horror. Okay.
Described in his Shotgun Tari about whether or not you can be Yotzeh.
Yeah, we're going to get to the... We got to get to this now. I wanted to give you the following... Chiddush, so we got to point out here, okay? It's very, very interesting, okay? Now, Saul really brought up a very important nakuda, okay? Very important nakuda, which I want to talk about now, okay? Time's getting late, but I want to get this. Now, when the Gemara gave the answer originally, okay, which the Gemara rejected, what was the answer originally? It said Matzah Bizman Hazeh was what? Was Midrobana, okay? Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Drobana, okay? So zitz matzah bizman hazeh drabanan. What's the din? The din is we got a problem. Adam actually brought it up in Seder. There's a concept of two drabanans. What are the two drabanans? Matzah bizman hazeh drabanan, which affected Sipur to becoming only drabanan. So that's one drabanan. What's the other drabanan? That assumes only chayv and drabanan. Yes, because when we said matzah bizman hazeh drabanan. So we know that Tosis has a Megillah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis postulates the following theory, that someone who has two Drabanan in his back pocket cannot be Motzi someone who has Chad Drabanan. So what did the Gemara mean to answer? You understand what I'm asking? When the Gemara gave the answer, it said that Matzah Bizman is a Drabanan, it downgraded Sipur to be also the Drabanan. But I got a problem. Assume in general is what? Is Pater from Mitzvahs, correct? He's only Chayiv Mid Drabanan. He's only chayiv min rabbanan because Asum is pater from what? Asum is only is pater from the Haggadah, and therefore he's pater from the Haggadah Lamai, so you have a problem of two drabbanans. Because he's chayiv in two drabbanans. There's two drabbanans. He's only chayiv min din drabbanan of that, cotton shigim lechinuch. He's like only chayiv min rabbanan. And the Gedolim Lamai are going to be chayiv what? He's chayiv has two difficulties, two deficiencies. He has two deficiencies. What are the two deficiencies? Number one, that what? Number one, that he's chayiv only what? He's chayiv midrabanan. And if you say lamaisa that he's like what? Assume his partner in mitzvahs like Reb Yehuda, he's only chayiv midrabanan also. And therefore, Lamaisa comes out that matzah bismana says the Rabbanon. You have a problem. And this is Tosis Kashan. Tosis asks the Megillah, Ketzad Yochel Hasuma, Lohotzias Acherim, Va Halosuma Enochai Mitzagara, Mikok Shnei Chivim Midrabanon, Echad Shenochai Mitzagara, Afil Bisman Mizmanish Akhaim El Midrabanon, Va Sheni, the Etzim Mitzah Bisman says only the Rabbanon. Again, I'm going to repeat it. Bisman Pesa Mikdash Kaim is a Suma Chayim Midraisum Midrabanon. Only Midrabanon, because that's Xer Shabbat. Number two, nowadays we have no Pesa Mikdash. So everyone's Chayim Midrabanon. So the Suma has in his pocket, his front pocket, not back pocket. He's only Chayim Midrabanon. Twice he has two Midrabanons. Bisman Pesa Mikdash only Chayim Midrabanon. Nowadays we don't have Pesa Mikdash, we have double Midrabanon.
What is my obligation degrade from to write the Midrabanon and affect his?
He's being motzi me, but he has two Rabbanans. How can he motzi someone has one Rabbanan?
Why do you call that two versus one?
Because even Bisman Beis HaMikdash Shal was only Chayim Min Rabbanan.
I understand the concept, but so what?
But he's like any, he's a human being. So he just like now.
My obligation changed.
His obligation also changes. Bisman has said also is another Rabbanan. It's not a Rabbanan.
Okay.
So what's the terrors of that kasha? I want you to get this down. This is Tyson McGill, your Testament base. So you know what Tosis answers? Amazing answer. He says that a suma is better than a cotton. Why is a suma better than a cotton? So he wants the taina that we're talking about someone who became blind later in his life. He makes an assumption that Rav Sheshis and also Rav Yosef became blind later in their lives. They were not born blind. That's what he wants the taina. They were not born blind. Since they were not born blind, they were better because they were once mechuyev. And therefore, Lamaisa, a person that was blind from birth in a chanami, they have that problem. Okay? So the Beis Yitzchak writes that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshis were born with vision. They became blind later. The Ritva writes this beferish as well. That was the Masorah. It's very interesting. This is an amazing thing. You know what the Tshuva Zagonim says? The Tshuvas Agonim said, Rav Sheshis, Rav Yosef, they were knowing like their Rebbe Rav, they never looked to the side. They always only looked forward. And because they were not able to what? B'tok sheyol shlo yichul lamod b'kach simus enein. It's unbelievable. We don't understand what that means.
What does it mean?
Since they were not able to do that minig, they blinded themselves. I don't understand.
Isn't that story?
The Tshuvas Agonim has this Messiah. Okay, we don't understand what it means. But it was too hard for them to follow on Hog of Rav not to look to the sides. I guess because they wanted to see stockless, whatever the case might be. So they blinded themselves. Whatever, we don't understand what it means. But says Tosfos, the assumption is that they were not born blind. Okay? So they're better. It's not a classical trade to Rabbanah with one to Rabbanah. That's Tosfos where? Megillah Daf what? Your testament base. Five blot later, on Chavdal of the Manalf in Megillah, there's a different teretz of Tosis. You know what Tosis answers? He says, Asum is better than a cotton because Asum is a bardas, and he's a gadol. And if you say like that, then we could talk about Asum that was born blind. So it's a machlok between Tosis and Daf Yates and Daf Chavdal, what type of Suma were we dealing with in our Gemara? So it's a machlokes. So no matter what, a suma is not like a cotton, because either the what, they were born, they became blind later, they were once mechuyev, or they're a gadol, they're a bardas, they're a seichel, they're not like a little classical cotton. The whole din of trade, the Rabbanu Chadra was talking about, rebuting the chum, can a cotton motzi people in Megillah. It's a mishnah in Megillah, the Testament base. So that's what Tosis Pilpels was trade, the Rabbanu Chadra Rabbanu. Okay?
Don't we end up saying, I mean, this? I think this might be about women, so it might be different women and children, don't we end up saying that theoretically a woman could moti the kahal, but it's not covered to the kila, so we don't do it.
Right, women's the same thing as we're saying for the suma. Right, that's public policy.
So then why wouldn't it be the same thing that a blind person could ikar din moti everyone by the seder, but not we're not going to say covered to kila here, but some others like why then is there a problem with trade derabana by chadra?
Because the bottom line is he's worse than a woman.
Oh, he is worse than a woman.
Yeah, he's worse than a woman because there's no gzeres shava. The Gzer Shavit, gets rid of the woman. This old Mahalach that we just said right now was not Lafi the Maskana, was Lafi the Teretz, the Matzah, his mind, and said was the Rabbanah. Gemara rejected that. Remember, we said? This whole stickle we said with the two Taisim is according to that line of the answer, and it says Matzah, his mind, and says the Rabbanah. We rejected that answer. So, but I'm saying to understand the answer, you gotta deal with these two types.
Why is the suma worse than a cup than a woman?
Because a woman, there's no gzera shava that potters women from Haggadah. There was by suma. Right, right, exactly.
This was the way around. In Megillah, it's not Kriya. In Yad Pesach, you don't need Kriya. It's Sipur. So that's why the suma is outside of the...
Because there's a special... But then it's that. There's a gzera shava.
They say a suma, if not for the halacha of Kriya, could be Yosei on Megillah. But there's no Kriya.
Yeah, you have to read from a cloth. You have to read from a cloth.
That's,
yeah.
That's where we end up in that people got.
Right, we read from a cloth, Lamaise. We read from a cloth. Okay, now let's get to the following. Let's get to the following now. Now, on this Gemara, says the Turi Evan the following. The Turi Evan, the great Chagas Aryeh, is Medayik the following. Look at the Rashbam, dear Maskel Kain. Adam, why don't you read Kain? Read the Rashi, dear Maskel Kain.
Rashi?
The Rashbam. See Kain, right before the Mishnah. Small lines. Kain derais the Tikkun.
Kain derais the Tikkun.
Yes.
Shem Shibizman Shebezim Mikdash Kain.
So what is he saying here? He says, Dafka bizman hazeh, right? What is the Rashbam being mechadish here? Dafka bizman hazeh, the mitzvah agada is the Rabbanan. We're the Chum Mechayiv Asuma in the mitzvah agada, yes? But bizman beis hamikdash kayim, what's in mashmah? What's in mashmah bizman beis hamikdash kayim? He was completely potter, no? You hear that? You could have missed this whole thing, like I did. I missed it. Wasn't this fact? I saw the Turi Evan. What does potter mean? I'm asking you. Bisman Beis Hamikdash Kayim was a suma potter completely, both the Rice and the Rabbanan. Yes, that's what the Rashbam is writing. The Rashbam is writing. Yes, the Rashbam is writing that he was completely potter. Rashbam is saying halacha l'maisa that dafka bisman hazeh is a mitzvah agada the Rabbanan. Did the Chachamim mechayiv you? Assume in the midst of the Rabbanan. He could be both the other people. But Bisman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Assuma was completely potter, even mid Rabbanan. Does everyone agree to what I just said?
No.
That's what the Rashbam is saying. That's what the Turi Evan says from the Rashbam. That's a Pella. Why is that a Pella? Why is that a Pella? How could it be that Bisman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when what? Sipurim Tzitzrayim was what? Was the Araisa, and Assuma was Potter, even what? Midrabanan. They totally blocked them off. That Bizman Azeh, when it's only the Rabbanan, the Chamer Machayiv. So like Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when it was full-blown Chiyuv, people were Chayivin at the Assuma was completely Potter, both the Araisa and the Rabbanan. Now there's downgraded Bizman Azeh, for everyone the Rabbanan, they're Machayiv. It's not logical, no?
Because when
you're the Kasha, the Turi Evan, get that Kasha down. That's what the Turi Evan's asking. You follow me? That's a bomb kasha, so I want you to get this. There's two teruts into this kasha. I want you to get it. Adam, you got the kasha? I mean, it's clear from the Rashbam, he says potter. He said potter even mid Rabbanan. So, you got this kasha?
I'm trying to download a magnifying glass so I can see the Rashi.
I'm sorry, the Turi Evan, here, show Adam, show Saul the Rashbam. Okay. Rashbam is saying that he's potter even mid Rabbanan, bizman beis hamikdash kayim. So, why is it that when it was a full-blown chiyuv, they completely potter the both the rice and the Rabbanan, but when it comes to what Bisman Hazeh, when the whole Chiv is Rabbanan for everyone, they were Mechayiv. You got the kasha?
Yes.
So he says like this, I want you to get this. They say for the Minchas Shmuel, and Chedushi agreed to the Var Shmuel, they say like this. Bisman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, everyone was Chayiv in a Torah, the Chachamim did not want to make a special takana to Mechayiv Sumim, blind people, right? They just left it on a chiyuv min haTorah. Yes? Since people were chayiv min haTorah, they didn't make a special takana mechayiv sumin. They left it on a diraisa. But bizman hazeh, where it's only the Rabbanan, yes? You follow me? It's a very, very important chiddush public policy-wise. The Chacham didn't want to make special takana for special groups of people. Maybe it would make them feel bad, sensitive. Bizman hazeh. Hey, Yos, the Chumra making a global takana that everyone's chayiv and sibrim and rabbanon. They included who? Blind people in that chiyuv. So they wouldn't be like singled out. You follow me? But bizman diraisa, they weren't going to make a special takana for sumim. They didn't. Maybe they didn't want to, you know, make a special takana public policy wise. I don't know. Maybe they'd be sensitive. So they left it on a diraisa. Most people are chayiv, but sumas are potter.
Isn't it worse to say they're potter?
It's a good thought. It's a good thought. What you're saying, Donnie? Very good thought. It's a good thought, but I think that just speaking, speaking a special kind of for blind people might make them feel uncomfortable.
Potter, anyway.
I understand, but they could do it, but they will be potter. But they won't get any kiyum. You understand what I'm saying? I want to give you a mashal for it, if we have time. But I want to bring a comparison. What's a comparison for this? Tosis on Kuf Chesem and Beis. What did Tosis say? What did Tosis say? Women are chayv and arba kosos. Why? What does the Gemara say? Afayu, boso anes. So Tosis says over there, on Kuf Chesem is, I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it. I gave it to you in the Marma Komos. Dirmam Masko Hayu says that women are chayv and arba kosos. We only say afayu, boso anes by what? Mitzvahs to Rabbanans. Excellent, Adam. We only say it by a mitzvah in the Rabbana. So what's the Svara? What's the Svara that we say that? So Rabbi Kiveger says, Tosus Rabbi Kiveger writes in the Mishnayos that they did not make a special takana for women. Mitam shahaf ayu boso anes. They did not make a special takana. They did not make a special takana mitam ayu boso anes. But mitzvahs were the chomer masakin in general for all of Klal Yisrael. Women were included in that takana. That's a very similar thing. It's more than similar. It's an exact paradigm for it. It's an exact model for it. You follow me? You got that, Chlor? Meaning, Afayu Bosonetz was to be mechayev women in Arbakosis because the whole thing of Arbakosis is Durabonim. So women were included in the general takana for everyone. But the Chachamim weren't comfortable making takana for specific people, for blind people, for women. They weren't comfortable with it at all. Even to your Nakuda, which is a great Nakuda, that they would be potter, because they just left it and didn't arise. They weren't comfortable making takanas to specific people. It's interesting, no? So that's the first, so that answers the kasha. So what do we say, Bisman, basically, Mikdash Kayan, when Sipri Yisrael was the arise at that point of the Gemara, Sumas were completely potter, they didn't touch Sumas. But Bisman Azeh, which became the Rabbanan, they included Sumas in that general universal Chiyuv to Mechayev Mid Rabbanan. That's one teretz. One second, Matthew. I want to give you another teretz, which is a very famous taz. I don't think we've mentioned this year yet. There's a very famous taz you guys got to know. It's in two places in Shulchan Aruch. I want you to get it. Orachayim, Simon Tov Kuf Peches Sifkot Nei, and in Yordea, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sifkot Nalev. The taz postulates the following rule, and that rule is as follows. The rule is that any time the Torah specifically is Makel, the Chachamim never will be Machmer. Never. If the Torah specifically is Makel on something, the Chachamim can never say something against the Torah to be Machmer. Example. How can you blow an instrument on Rosh Hashanah? You're not allowed to play an instrument on Rosh Hashanah. So on Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos, Zer to Rabbah, we learn on Thursday. You might carry it in Rosh Hashanah, right? You might carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? Why don't you get rid of Rosh Shofar completely? You're never allowed to blow an instrument, play a musical instrument on Shabbos or Yontif. That would be doing away with the mitzvah of Shofar. If the Torah says blow a Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, obviously it's okay. The Torah directly was Makel on that. So you can't be Machmir. It's ridiculous.
The bigger question is, how can you be Machmir on Shabbos?
No, because I'm not a brewery
mitzvah. I'm saying don't do it, but that's a tougher question.
But Rabbah, we have Rabbah, because Xerah yeah. Might carry it in Rosh Hashanah and be taught how to do it.
That's a tougher question.
Okay, all right, but I understand, but the Torah, I'm not eradicating the mitzvah completely. I'm saying if Rosh Hashanah comes out on one day in a calendar week, I don't blow it. I'm not uprooting it completely. The Taz says to uproot it completely is not proper. Same thing here. One sec, Yonatan. Listen to this Chiddush. I thought it was beautiful. The Chachamim said Beferish. What did the Chachamim say? Corner of Acha Bayakov. Not the Chachamim. What did the Torah say with Xer Shavu? That Asumas Potter from the Haggadah. Because the Zezeh, yes? If the Torah says explicitly that Asumas Potter from the Haggadah, then black on white, what's the din? Then the Chacham do not have the audacity to Mechayev what? They don't have audacity to Mechayev Asuma when the Beis HaMikdash existed. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, since the whole Chiv anyway is the Rabbanan, according to the answer of the Gemara, they can mechayev a suma. But Bisman Beis HaMikdash time when it was the Arisa and the Torah exempted sumas, we cannot be mechayev them in Rabbanan. So you hear that answer?
So suma doesn't have to be mechayev to Matzah.
No, this is all the answer of Bisman Hazeh the Rabbanan. We reject that answer. This is all with the answer of Bisman Hazeh Matzah the Rabbanan. Right. We don't hold like that. We hold Bisman Hazeh the Arisa. I'm saying according to that answer to Gemara.
No, I'm saying according to the answer to Gemara, if it's the Arisa, we don't have the right to force someone because he's not Yosef because of Zezeh. So the Drabanan, based on the Maskana that matzah is Doraita, you can't force a Suma by that logic to be Mechayev.
But we don't possibly have Vach, we possibly Rav Sheshis and also Rav Yosef, who didn't have that in Kabbalah, that Gzera Shavah, right? Okay? But in a Harami, according to Vach, Rav Yaakov, we would not have the ability to Mechayev. Correct, that's a good aura. But we don't hold like that, Ladin. Okay? Now I want to bring a comparison to that. Listen to this. Another comparison. 1 second, Yonatan. Listen to this. Listen to this, Kasha. Now, we'll speak it outside. What did Tosis say in Kuf Chesim and Beis? Women are chayv afa yubos ones. Is that correct? And Adam said it. What did Tosis say on Kuf Chesim and Beis? Guys, take a quick look. Okay? We got a few minutes left. What does it say in the second Tosis? He said, afa yubos ones. Right? And he was bothered by, why are women putter from sukkah? Afa yubos ones there. What's the answer? Sukkah's diraisa. Arbakos is derabanan. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to get this. Tosu says black on white, by us, on Kuf Chesim and Beis, that what? That afa yubos ones cannot work on mitzvahs that are diraisa. Tosu and Megillah argues on that strongly. What do I mean by strongly? I mean strongly. Because the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Dalet that women are chayv in Megillah reading because afa yubos ones. Yes? So what does Tosis ask over there? Tosis asks over there a tremendous kashan, and he gives two terutzim, but both terutzim are arguing on our premise. Both terutzim. Tosis asks, women are chayav also on they're chayav and also on ace. So he asks like this. It's clear lamaisa. Tosis holds lamaisa and the mitzvah the yiraisa, and this is Tosis chiddush. It's an amazing thing. He says, Afa yubos ones, right? Yosef, you want to give me the Megillah? Sechus Megillah. I have it right here. I have it. Tosef Megillah Daf Dalet asked the Kasha. He asked like this. He says, Afa yubos ones. Listen to this. Gabe matzah, yesh maksha, lamali akesha kol yeshu bal toho chametz yeshu b'kumacho matzah. Tepelim tamay v'yos ones. Why do we say the women are chayav matzah? What's the marker the women are chayav matzah? Excellent. Why do you need that hekesh? Why can't you say afa yubos ones? So Tosus by us says what? You don't say afa yubos ones on mitzvahs that are diraisa. What does Tosus say in Megillah? He gives two other terutzim. The Yeshlomar mishum high time elu mechayav elu midrabana ilav ekesha. What's the answer, Yosef? What's the first answer, Tosus? That if you used Afa Yubos Ones, it would only Mechayiv them Midrabanan. That's different, Saul. Our Tosis says you only say Afa Yubos Ones on what? On mitzvahs that are Derabanan. Tosis and Megillah says you could say Afa Yubos Ones on mitzvahs that are Derabanan, but it only will Mechayiv them Midrabanan. You need the Hekish to Mechayiv them in a Torah. Then he gives another answer. What's the other answer? Rabbin Yosef Ishu Shalim Tirates. The Saka Tadak Lemifter Megzereshova, the Chamishasar the Chag Sukkos. Can the priest parakei lo over? What's Rabbi Yosef Yishushalayim give an answer? I would add a havamina that by what? The Gzereshova from Sukkah with potters, women, potters also from Matzah, so the Hekish just need to offset the Gzereshova. But Afa Yubos Ones would have been Mechayiv them what? Anad Yiraisa. Yes. So you see Tosis Megillah, both his Terutzim argues on our Tosis. He argues on our Tosis and he says Beferish that what? That Afa Yubos Ones could have been used on a what? On a level of Midiraisa. That's a very important machlokes, guys, between the two Tosfos. So it's interesting. So according to Tosfos in Megillah, Cholik and our Tosfos, in Old Zayim Mitzvahs Diraisa, Afa Yubos Ones could mechayev them Midrabanan. So Rabbi Chanan asks, in Os Yud Gimel, Reish Yud Gimel, he asks, according to Tosfos in Megillah, why by Sukkah are they potter even Midrabanan? You understand what I'm saying? Are women potter from Sukkah, yes or no? We learned it. They're potter by Salachim Mishmashin. Are they potter even Midrabanan? Yes. We never saw anyone Mechayev women in Sukkah Midrabanan, did we? Never. Why weren't the Chum Mechayev them Midrabanan? According to Tosfos Megillah, you could say Afa Yubos Ones to Mechayev them Midrabanan. You're the Kasha? No, but they're not Mitzdar. It's nice weather. You live in San Diego. What's the answer?
Yeah, but Rabbanan weren't. What are writing this for a living?
I understand. But okay, lamaisa wasn't always bad weather. You got to say women are always been tired. I'm not going to say all that. Women are strong, right?
No, because Tisha B'av is new. They don't want to sleep outside their house.
Okay, but lamaisa, there are women that will do it. No problem. What's the answer? Based on what we said earlier from the Taz. It says beferish in the Torah that women are what? It says beferish in the Torah women are putter. If the Torah is beferish mekel, the Rabbanim don't have the audacity of mechayev. So again, we're using that Taz.
We didn't say that.
That's the Taz's theory.
We didn't say that all that women are putter.
We know. Allah Moshe Mishinai. Chav Ches women are putter. Right? Remember we said Rashi and the Mishnah said Mitzvah says Man Grama too? Remember we had a whole Mahalach? Right?
But there's a separate
that parts women from Sukkah. Rashi and the Mishnah says out Mitzvah is Zman Grama. Mitzvah says she should be Zman Grama, Rashi says. So we said maybe that was the first, that offset the Gzer Shavuot for the first night. You remember that? Remember we had two Terutzim for that? We have it in the Sefer. Right? So we're using the Taz a second time. We're using the Taz for a second time. That's when we want to come out with the Schiddish. Halach Lamaisa. You follow what I'm saying, Adam? It's a fundamental machlis between the two taisasim with Afa Yiblosinus can even speak to a mitzvah diraisa. Our taisa says, no way. Can't speak to it. Taisa Megillah says it can speak to it. Can machayiv them in Rabban in the mitzvah diraisa, and it also offsets a gzeres shavah that would have potted them. The hekesh is needed to offset that. But Afa Yiblosinus, it seems like from Rabbi Yosef Yushalayim, would machayiv them even mina Torah, it seems. What's the real marker according to Yosef Yishushalayim? The Hekesh is just offsetting the Gerishom of Tetfav. Right? But the Afa Yuboso Nes would have been good to Mechayev them what? Even Minatayra, maybe. Even Minatayra. Right? What did Rabbi Yosef Yishushalayim say? Women are Chayev in Matzah because of what? Why do you need the Hekesh? Why can't she Afa Yuboso Nes? So he answers, you know why you need the Hekesh? To Chometz the Matzah, to offset Tetfav from Sukkah. So that's offsetter. But the real marker seems to be from Yosef Yishlan. It's Afa Yuboso
Nes. Which is different from the second Teretz, which says that...
Different than the first Teretz. First Teretz only Mechayev the Midrabana.
But then you have the Tetfav, or the...
Then you have the Hekesh to Mechayev the elevated to the Uraisa. Correct. You follow me? I'm saying, according to Yosef Yishlan, Afa Yuboso Nes seems to work on a level the Uraisa and Mechayev the Uraisa. What, much like the Mordechai. What'd you say?
And then we bump it down one level to say it's only Derabana. But theoretically, it would be Derabana.
No. Women are Chayv and Matzim in a Torah. Toys Kasha is, why do you need the Hekesh? Say Afa Yiboso Nes. So what's Rabbi Yosef Yishlaim's answer? I need the Hekesh to Chometz Matzah to offset the Gzereshava that try to potter women from Sukkah, potter them from Matzah. So it offsets that. But what I'm saying is that Afa Yiboso Nes from Rabbi Yosef Yishlaim seems to be that strong enough to what? To Mechayev the Mina Torah. Hear what I'm saying? Much like the Mordechai says, women are Chayev and Shalashidis because why? If you, the Taz says Shalashidis the Uraisa. Women are Chayev and Shalashidis because Afa Yiboso Nes. They were in the Nes of the Mon. So you see, Afa Yiboso Nes is used on a level of the Uraisa against our Taz.
How can you make a bracha in Kiddush to be Yosei a woman on Sukkot when you're saying that?
What do you mean? She's chayv in Rabbanah. I'm chayv. She's not even chayv in Rabbanah.
But if there's a, it's not.
She's chayv in Kiddush though. She's not chayv in Sukkah. She's chayv in Kiddush. So I can say Kiddush outside,
so
inside.
You can't make a relationship in Sukkah for a woman all 7 days of Sukkah.
That's a very good kasha. Pashas not. Unless what?
Why is it about Tosif? Why is a woman sitting in Sukkah? Why do we build Sukkah?
Rashi says like you. Rashi says for himself. One place he says Nirik Baal Tosef, another place is Baal Tosef. We don't hold like Rashi, we like Tosef. We know Ashkenazic women take upon Mrs. Van Grom all the time. It's not called Baal Tosef.
That's my point. Sukkot is qualitatively different because we have a specific limud.
Okay, but Lamaisa, that's not considered. Anytime they want to volunteer Lamaisa, it's not considered to be Baal Tosef. We don't accept Rashi. We all like Tosef.
Only with Van Grom.
But Lamaisa also in this case, if they want to take out it, it's not considered to be a problem. Now you're asking good. It should be that a man maybe can't even be motzi the woman leishi b'sukkah if he is not doing it himself. He can always do it if he's saying it for himself. Of course, you can say it for her. If he's just doing it for her. Pashup shot. He shouldn't be able to. No, if I'm not eating, I'm eating myself. I have to say leishi b'sukkah. Then I can say it for her on her behalf. If I'm not eating and she doesn't want to say the bracha and I say it for her, that probably would not be acceptable.
Well,
Okay? Yeah, just like I can't say Adama for Yosef is eating potato chips, I'm not eating a potato chip. I have to eat the potato chip myself. Okay? Birkas Nenin, I can only be motzi if I'm actually eating myself.
Right.
Okay? Oh, so this comes out to be a major, major machloikis. Now, let's close with this. Look at Kuf Chesim and Beis, guys. Okay? Look at Kuf Chesim and Beis. And the top Tosis, okay? What does the top Tosis say? The top Tosis says, Kuf Chesim and Beis. We did the second Tosis outside. Right? What does the first Tosis say? Oh, so what does Tosis say? Tosis says, do we say mitzvah seseh b'zman grama on mitzvahs that are drabanan? Yes or no? In other words, if it's a mitzvah drabanan, that's man grama, are women part of that? So what do you see Tosis says? Yes, you would say they're potter as well. If it wasn't for Afa Yubos Ones, it's a one-time thing, twice a year, they would have been Pater. So you see Beferish that what? You see that Tosis is of the opinion that Mitzvah Seshesh Bezman Grama applies, not just to Mitzvah Deraisa, but applies even to Mitzvahs that are Derabanan as well. That's a tremendous Chiddush, because as I said, it's a Machlokes between Rashi and Tosis and Brachas, whether the Ptur applies as well. Machlokes Rashi, Tosis, and Brachas, Davchof. But Tosis obviously holds that came to Raisa Tikkun. That just like it's a Ptura Mitzvah Raisa, it's a Ptura Mitzvah Rabbanon. And that's why you need Afa Yubos. We assume Rashi says in Brach is not the case. Rashi says in Brach, we argue on that, and we assume not that way. Now, let's just close with the following Nakuda, and that is by Avodim. What do you say by Avodim? Halach Lamaisa. What would you say by Avodim? So Lamaisa, would they be Chayv or not? So in the next Tosis, the second Tosis, were they part of the Sakana or not? Notice the next Tosis says that Kuf Chesim and Beis, we got to close. It says, Ayu Boso and Eis, Perish Rishmam Sal Yadam Niglu, Vechin Megillah Yidei Esra, Vechanak Yidei Yehudis, Kosh Af Masha Shein Iker, they weren't the Iker. Vodib Yishami, Garis Af Hena Ayu Boso Sakana, they were in danger. Masha Boso HaSakana Ashmi Laharag Lahabe, that they were just as much in danger to be killed. So that's the Shiloh about Avodim. Would be Avodim, Bichayv, and Arbakosis or not? Oh, so might depend. I'm Evikhnani, I'm saying. Evikhnani. According to Rashi and Rashbam. No, but I'm saying, according to Rashi and Rashbam, the Iker Chiyuv is because they were the Iker Nes, the women. So Avodim would be Potter, because the Nes didn't happen to them. But according to Tosis, that they were part of the Sakana, even the Avodim were Chayv, they were part of the Sakana. They were circumcised, Lamaisa, Shigam Heim Nimulim, and therefore Lamaisa, that might be a Nafkemine. Between Rashi and Tosis, were they Besakana? If it was Besakana, the Avadim were certainly what? Were certainly in that scenario as well. So that would be an Afkamina Ladina. But Lamaisa, what I wanted to bring out here is that Sipur is a chelik of the matzah, the old shtickle Torah that we had in the Gemara, and also the notion of the Taz, that if they and we see it spans both sugyas here, that if the Torah pattern come in, not have the audacity to be Machmer Halacha Lamaisa. And that's why even Bisman Mesa Mikdash Kaim, a corner of Acha, Sumas were taka potter ladin. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, guy, what we're going to do in Yoni Pesach. Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll pick up with the sukkah after Pesach. Okay, good. What happened to the coil, Mike?
I didn't see it.
Okay. All right.